Shalom Aleichem Rabbeinu. We are in Shal Yichud HaMaisa, Perek He. Sorry, just a moment. Shal Yichud HaMaisa, Perek He. We began seeing the Chavos Halavos' discussion of the Yetzer Hara. So first of all, he began by telling us, be aware that the Yetzer Hara disguises himself as your own will, as your own desire, as your own nature. You feel things going on inside you. You feel like it's you, right? I want this and that. I should not stand for this and that. I shouldn't be tolerating this and that. There's actually a foreign force in there. That mixes in, the way he puts it is he mixes into your feelings and your moods and is there trying to trip you up and invading. That's right. And as he said, Hu'er l'chava to yoshimah, you want to remember that. He's always on the job. The Yetzer Hara does not go on vacation. And what's the point of that? The point of that is to appreciate the need to always be connected, to always be alert. We don't mean for a person to walk around in a state of obsessive nervousness, but it does mean that a person cannot allow himself to settle into spiritual autopilot. You always have to be conscious of what are my struggles at the moment, making sure to constantly keep on top of yourself, right? This is the Cheshbon HaNefesh that the Ramchal talks about. And in a general way, what we might say is to keep connected to Musa, to make sure that you are regularly connected and being inspired. So now he says, he goes on. Again, we're in Perek, in Perek He, Shal Yichud HaMaisa Perek He. Umin Achazak Shebishluchav, one of the strongest means that he uses, that he shoots you with, that he uses to fight you, from the inside, right? He's operating behind the lines from the inside. What does he try to do? He tries to cause doubts to the truths that you've already established, to your convictions. To cloud the things that you've already grown to see clearly, and to mix you up, to confuse you. with all kinds of false claims, he busies your mind with them. He uses this to cause doubts in your mind. So now, we have to realize, this is a point that we made earlier, that this is subtle. This doesn't necessarily mean that all of a sudden we wake up and we really are concretely doubting the basics of our emunah. But what it does mean is that we'll experience this sort of thing, assaults. It can come as a result of a bad mood, and it can come as a result of an event where it's not like all of a sudden I'm really considering dropping everything, but certain gnawing thoughts that come to mind, is this really all true anyways? Am I wasting my time? You try to fight against it. And again, the Yetzer Hara's purpose here is not necessarily to get you to throw off your yarmulke. He might not think that he's going to do that. It's enough for him if he can just weaken your resolve. And thereby, this is the context of Yichud HaMaisa, get you to be a little less enthusiastic about the things that you're doing. He's already profited. So you don't want to allow him to do this. You want to be conscious of the fact that often doubts of Emuna are not intellectual doubts, but rather the result of moods, the result of ups and downs. You want to remain conscious of that. And therefore, imtien nizhar mimenu, you'll beware of him. And you have the defenders of your seichel to fight him on this. And to deflect the arrows that he's shooting at you. You'll be saved from him. Meaning, stand against him. Say, no. How do you stand against him? You say, this is a mood. This is a bad mood. I'm not going to let it start undoing all of my bases. You have to be able to say that to yourself. This is a bad mood. Or, yes, something happened that upset me. I'm not going to let this get to me. However, but if you do let him get his way with these things, then he'll keep pounding it home and he'll cause them to the doubts to grow until he does successfully get you to lose your Olam Hazeh and your Olam Habah. What do we mean by that? I'm not sure if this is exactly what he means, but this is just an anecdote that connects. That there was, I think it was Reb Mordechai Shulman, one of the Rosh Hashivas of Slabodka in Bnei Brak, you know, in post-war Slabodka. Bnei Brak went collecting money, and he came to the home of one of these older European wealthy Jews who was not keeping Torah mitzvahs anymore. Stay, but he was positive toward traditional Jewry. He stated his cause. He's collecting for Slabodka Yeshiva in Bnei Brak. So this old man said to him, Slabodka, I would never give a cent to Slabodka. Why the strong response, right? They said, I can never forgive the altar of Slabodka. Why? What happened? He said, I learned in Slabodka. I learned in Slabodka. And he said, and you know, I ended up getting lured to other pastures. I couldn't make the cut. He said, but all the things I had learned from the altar of Slabodka throughout all the years just don't enable me to enjoy my way of life. So I'm just stuck, right? I don't want to live that life. But at the same time, I can't just throw myself into enjoying this way of life. And therefore, just keep Slabodka out of my life. I don't want anything to do with that. Okay. So now he continues. He brings a pasuk, and then he continues. And he says, "Al kein al tatrid cha milchemez ulasem imilchamtoy." Don't allow any other battle to distract you from this battle. Meaning, whatever turbulence might be going on, whatever might be going on in your life, you must always keep conscious of the fact that the Yetzirah is right there with you, looking to find ways to get in his missiles, no matter what's going on. Vikrov mi bilti krovoy. Don't allow, any battle to distract you from his battle. V'acherev v'mishu rochak mimcha, min acherev v'mishu lo yiporid mimcha. Don't allow the sword of an enemy who's a bit further off to distract you from the sword of the enemy who's actually bound up with you. Okay. Now, skipping a little bit. Va'amru al chasid, they said about a certain pious man, Shapoga anoshim shovim yimilchemes oivim. He met, apparently his country had gone to war, and he met the soldiers returning home. V'shalalu shalal acha milchama chazaka. And they were coming back with a great bounty. Om Elohim. So he said to these soldiers, Shavtem min hamalchama ktana. You have come back successfully from this small battle, Shoilalim Shalom, and you even have your loot with you. But now be prepared for the great battle. They were coming back from a great battle. But he told them this was nothing. Now be ready for the great battle. Amulai, so they said to him, Omaya Milchama Agdoila, what is that great battle? Omalahem Milchemes Hayetzav Achayola. He said, I'm talking about the battle against the Yetzer Hara and all of his forces. His forces can mean many things. It can mean your nature, your natural instincts, your urges, and all kinds of things in the world around us. The Yetzer has all kinds of helpers in the street around us, making assaults on us in all kinds of ways, whether it's a person who provoked you, whether it's advertisements or other things that can hit your spiritual standing in different ways. The Yetzer has a good operation going. Now he continues, "Aminatema achi." He says, "No, my brother, how surprising it is." He called Oyev Sheyesh Lecha, any enemy that you have, Shetenatzach Oisei Pam Vishtaim, after you have roundly beaten him a couple of times, Yev Mimcha, he'll lay off. Velayala Alibay Lilachim Mimcha, he won't keep on coming back to fight you. Once he's seen that you're stronger than him, he's going to go find a different karma. He gives up trying to overcome you. The Yetzirah never lets up. Even if you've beaten him once or 100 times. Also, it doesn't matter if he's beaten you or you've beaten him. If you've beaten him, he's ready for the next round. He's coming back for the next round. If he's beaten you, then if he beats you, he's right there to follow up with the next blow and the blood, next blow until he can deal the death blow. Meaning he wants to take you from step to step. I'll just give an example of this, because I'll say that this is the phenomenon of Avera Gerer Avera. But just to understand that sometimes one of the tricks of the Yetzer Hara is that he capitalizes on your failures. A person failed in some area, and now the Yetzer Hara comes with the next tactic, and that is your failure anyways, right? You messed up anyways. You're in bad standing anyways. You can do more. Mefarshim say that was the one of the ideas in the Nachash, who illustrates for us the Yetzer Hara pushing Chava up against the tree. Right? The idea being, that's it, you did the Avera anyways, now doesn't matter anymore. So we have to respond to that by realizing that sometimes a person falls into an Avera, on the contrary. The moment after the Avera is actually a moment of great opportunity. Because if you can now turn it around and not let it get you down and say, that's right, I failed once, I'm not going to fail again as a result, that can be a greater success than withstanding the Yetzer Hara in the first place. And when you go about it that way, you can reach that level of Makom Shebali Tshuva Gemur Oimdim, meaning, you've done tshuva on your Avera, and on the contrary, you've used your Avera now as an impetus for growth. The fact that I'm not going to let him get me down now. So you want to be aware of that also, of this tendency of that once you're down, the Yetzer Hara will look to push you further. And if you beat him, he stays right there, right around the bend, looking where he'll be able to get you. You never know where the surprise attack will come from. Like Chazal said, don't believe in yourself. Don't say, okay, you know, I'm already on a successful track. I don't have to worry about the Yetzer Hara. No. Be on guard until your last day. And realize another thing. He takes his job very seriously. And the smallest of victories, he considers valuable. If he can get you in the smallest area, he considers a small victory, getting you to fall in something small. He ascribes a lot of value to that, because from there, he can get to the next stage. So therefore, beware. Va'altish temale. Realize that he has a whole plan piled up. He gets you in a little thing, puts him in position to push for the next stage. So therefore, don't allow him even a tiny victory. Consider even the smallest victory of the Yetzer Hara too big for you to afford. I can't afford to allow him even the smallest victory. And allowing him to overcome you in the smallest way, consider that very significant. Because you have to realize that on the contrary, he's going to start with the small change. If he overcomes you, he'll be pushing for the next stage. But if you overcome him, that already puts you into position to take it to the next stage. This is something that deserves elaboration. Okay, maybe Bli Neder will elaborate on this tomorrow. We'll stop here for tonight. Good night, Rabbi Yisrael.